Hi, yeah, so it was a good day, to be honest. You know, sir, it's I think it's 20 years since St. Peter's have won the A League in goal. So, you know, any day we go up and win some sort of a competition, we're delighted with it, and the lads absolutely ecstatic to win the game. So we were happy enough, you know.
Just to give people the final result there, it was 4-13 to 1-8, so a 14-point win for you lads. But was it as comfortable as that suggests?
No, not really, to be honest with you, Jaden. It was 1-5 to 7 points at half time, so we were only a point up. And you know, it was a very, very close game, and we were a little bit unhappy with how we played in the first. Well, not with how we played the first half, but we sort of had chances that we didn't take. We weren't clinical enough, and we sort of spoke to the lads at half time, and we reorganized the thing a little bit. And I think, to be fair to the lads, they came out in the second half and expressed themselves the way they could. And you know, we were speaking about maybe giving an extra pass in the forwards at times just to make sure, because it was a wet night and there was lads maybe shooting from places that they shouldn't have been, and we kind of reorganised that in the second half, and they did much better, you know.
In terms of the second half, there are obviously your lads kicked on, and why do you think they were able to do that? Was it just a case of better fitness, or was there a tactical switch or anything like that?
Well, I wouldn't say it was fitness. I know it was definitely not fitness. Both teams would be at a similar level of fitness, because both of them are in the middle of their championship season as well. So you know, fitness wouldn't have really came into it. But I suppose I'd say our lads probably played the way they could play the second half. You know, the kind of way we played a few weeks ago in the championship against Carlisle, and we were disappointed with how we played. We got a draw in the game, but we were kind of very disappointed with our performance more than anything else. And the lads were kicking themselves after the game that they kind of let one slip. So they said to themselves at half time the other day that they weren't going to leave at Bray the other evening without getting the performance out of themselves. And you know, that's what they did in the second half. You know, there was a few little tactical things that we did, different things like that. But you know, when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, it comes down to the players on the field performing, and the lads did that, you know.
And what sort of journey did the club have to go on this year? Was there some tough battles there that you had to get through that really stood to you when you went into the final there in Bray?
Yeah, sure. You know, the school's hurling is the tough one really to manage in ways, because we're in a dual school in St. Peter, so we would have played the earlier rounds of the league back in kind of October time. We had a very close game with St. Kieran's in it up in Kilkenny, and we beat Dublin North as well. So that put us through to the final. And then there was a period of time where the lads had been kind of away from us for maybe 5 or 6 weeks playing with the football team in the school when they've been playing in their championship. So, you know, we've really only got back to the lads fully together in the last maybe 3 weeks. So, you know, it was a good incentive for the lads before Christmas to get a league final, you know, because it's obviously the secondary competition in it. We're really interested in the championship and doing well in that. But, you know, it's good to win it at the same time. As I said, we haven't won it in 20 years, and you know, beggars can't be choosers, and we'll take any little boost we can get, especially before Christmas. Keeps the thing going and keeps the lads encouraged and driving on now for the Christmas period, you know.
Zach Furman scored 2-3 for you guys in the game.
Yeah.
And it's easier to win then when you've got somebody in that kind of form.
Yeah, 100%. That was something we kind of, I suppose, tactically changed from the last own game last week in the championship. We said to ourselves, we need to try and bring a little bit more score and power into the team, and we kind of pushed Zach a little bit more forward into the full forward line, and we kind of rejigged a few things in different places. And I think the other day, as I said, we scored 4-13, which was encouraging. Zach got 2-3. He was really on fire on the night, to be fair to him. He could have had maybe another goal or two as well. You know, he's very unlucky for a few more. So he's a good lad, and he's game ball when he starts the game. So fair play to him, you know, for his performance, you know. But there was a lot of good other performances around him, you know. It wasn't just Zach. You know, a lot of our lads in the backs played a very, very solid game. Maybe some of our more, I suppose, unsung heroes played well. You know, lads like young Robbie Hillis came in there, a cornerback. He really only came in for the game. You know, he played a practice match last week, and he played well in it, and he got in for the game then, and you know, he really played well there, you know. Other lads in the backs, young Justin Moran from St. Anne's, another excellent player who was on the county minor team last year. Luke Cavan and Dermot O'Leary, two wing forwards there in the second half, were outstanding. So, you know, there was a lot of good performances around the field for us, you know.
Yeah, you mentioned there the connection there with the minor hurling team. Obviously, they were Leinster champions this year. You got the likes of Keane Byrne there, of Ross Lair, David Cantwell coming in as well. So, obviously, these lads knew what it would take to win a Leinster championship, and that obviously stood to you.
Yeah, she had hoped so. You know, they're lads who are, after coming from, you know, a successful minor campaign last year. But I suppose the thing about that, there's no guarantee of anything either, you know. College of Day hurling is, to be honest with you, Aidan, a big step up from minor level. You know, it's under 19 hurling now, and it's very much dog eat dog, and it's kind of you know, you're playing in the winter time and your form of summer and the player you are in the summer doesn't really, really, really matter. It's more of a battle. It's more of a mental test, a lot of it. So we've good lads there, to be fair. You know, they're, as I said, they're after coming out of a successful minor campaign. And, you know, it's important that they keep going and keep developing and be ambitious and try and push themselves forward and get better every day to go out to play, you know.
And just taking another look at the squad there, it's obviously a Wexford school, but you've got lads from the likes of St. Fintan's, Blackwater, St. Anne's. So there's a great mix of different clubs in there as well.
Yeah, there's a huge mix of lads. You know, we were just looking at on the way home, sure. As you said, you mentioned some of the clubs there. Sure, we have the obvious teams around Wexford Town, the Harriers and Glen Barrentown and the Martins and a few lads from the Shells, and we've Ross Lair and we've St. Fintan's, as you said, and we've lads up as far as Owlert and Buffers Alley and, you know, Blackwater and different places like that. We've a good mix of clubs in it, you know, and they all gel well together. They're all in school, spending obviously all their time in together in school, so they're good buddies and they're very close and there's a good bond there. So, you know, it's important to have a mix of clubs as well, and it's good for lads to be mixing with other lads and other clubs as well, because it develops them as people and it develops them as hurlers as well, you know.
And finally, what's next for the team now after the Christmas break?
Yeah, next for the team, Aidan, is the championship. You know, that's the one we're mostly focused on. You know, the league final, I said, is fantastic and it's great to win it, but we championship now coming upon us again. As I said, we drew with Clostone there a week ago. That was our first league game in the championship. And we St. Kieran's the week we come back, and we've Dublin North the week after that. So we've a very, very busy period over Christmas time. We won't have time to enjoy the turkey too much. We'll be out training and playing matches over the period and trying to get ready for St. Kieran's and Dublin North, who are going to be a huge challenge. Kieran's, who are the kingpins of Leinster A colleges and, you know, of all Ireland colleges. So we'll have a big day going up there to play them. But the lads are looking forward to it. We're looking forward to it. And sure, what better way to test yourself than to go up and take them on? And if our lads can perform to their best, there's no doubt about it, we'll give them a big rattle.
And just before you go, Rory, obviously you were part of the Wexford Senior Hurling team that were Leinster winners in 2004. Was it nice to be able to put that long record to bed this year?
Ah, sure, brilliant. Yeah, sure, it's great. Sure, I know the lads were getting their medals there last night, and I was talking to a few of them, and, you know, it's brilliant for Wexford and Hurling and Wexford to be back on the top table in Leinster Hurling, and we were close to being there again in the All-Ireland stages. So hopefully those lads can drive on further this year with Davy and the lads with them and go one step further. You know, they're well capable, they're good lads, and they're a very, very ambitious group of players. I know a lot of them pretty well. I played with them, so they're ambitious and they're good players. So hopefully good times ahead for Wexford.